I'm not sure they were right in demanding it, but okay, they've demanded it, and we have there are well over 30 randomized controlled trials that have evaluated the causal connection between serum 25D and various health benefits. Most of them, of course, have been in the field of bone disease because we've had the obvious connection between vitamin D and bone for so much longer. But there are at least five for falls, two for hypertension, one for cancer, one for adjuvant TV therapy, three for respiratory infection, not counting whatever you might have had, Dr. Wagner, in your pregnancy study. One for pregnancy outcomes, yours. I should count that too, because there are really two studies there, aren't there? I'm going to change the slide. One for periodontal disease, and three for insulin sensitivity and diabetes. I'm just going to show you a couple of these, but we need to acknowledge that out of that total of 30 plus studies, there are some that are null. There's no doubt about that. But generally, these failed trials either used a dose that was too low or had poor compliance, such as in WHI, where the compliance was only 50%, or RECORD, where it was only 40%, or they failed to achieve a therapeutic blood level, or they failed to optimize co-nutrition. I stressed this morning that nutrients work together. They don't work as isolated drugs. And if you don't optimize the co-nutrient therapy, you're not going to get the benefit of the nutrients you're testing.